Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of October 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the more you remember the Father with love, the more blessings you will receive, and the more your sins will continue to be cut away. Question. Which religion does the Father direct you children to stay in? Answer. Baba says, children, stay in your religion of being without an image. Do not stay in the religion of an image, body. Just as the Father is bodiless and without an image, so each of you children too is without an image, and you then enter an image, body, here. The Father now says to you children, children, become those without an image, bodiless. Stabilize in your original religion of the self. Do not come into body consciousness. Question. What is God bound to do by the drama? Answer. God is bound by the drama to purify the children. He has to come at this most auspicious confluence age. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. When Om Shanti is said, souls are being given the introduction of their original religion. So surely the Father is automatically remembered, because every human being definitely remembers God. But it is just that they don't have God's introduction. God comes simply to give his own introduction and the introduction of souls. God alone is called the purifier. God is bound by the drama to make impure ones pure. He has to come at this most auspicious confluence age. He also gives the explanation of the confluence age. The Father only comes between the old world and the new world. The old world is called the land of death, and the new world is called the land of immortality. You also understand that lifespans are short in the land of death, and that there continues to be untimely death. That is the land of immortality, where there is no untimely death because they are pure. Through impurity, they become adulterated. Their lifespans become short and their power decreases. In the Golden Age, because they are pure, they are unadulterated and they have greater power. How did they attain their kingdom without power? They must definitely have taken blessings from the Father. The Father is the Almighty Authority. How would they have claimed their blessings? The Father says, remember me. Those who had more remembrance would have claimed blessings. A blessing is not something to be asked for. It is something for which you make effort. The more remembrance you have, the more blessings you receive. That is, you receive a higher status. If you don't have remembrance, you won't receive blessings. A physical father never tells his children to remember him. From his childhood, a child automatically says, Mama and Baba. His organs are small. Older children would not say, Mama and Baba. It would be in their intellects that they are their mother and father, from whom they are to receive their inheritance. It is not something that has to be said or remembered. Here the Father says, remember me and the inheritance. Renounce limited relationships and now remember the unlimited relationship. All human beings want liberation. Liberation refers to the land of liberation. Salvation means to go once again into the land of happiness. Anyone who comes will definitely first receive happiness. The Father comes just to give happiness. There must definitely be something difficult, because this is why it is said to be such a high study. The higher the study, the more difficult it would be. Not everyone can pass. Very few students pass the highest examinations, because when someone passes a high examination, the government also has to give a higher salary. Some students pass a high examination and yet they remain sitting idle. The government doesn't have enough money to give them a high salary. Here the Father says, the more you study, the higher the status you will claim. It isn't that everyone will become a king or a wealthy person. Everything depends on how you study. Devotion is not called a study. This knowledge is spiritual, which the spiritual Father teaches. This study is so high. Some children find this difficult because they don't remember the Father and they don't reform their characters. The characters of those who have good remembrance continue to become good. They continue to become very, very sweet and serviceable. If their characters are not good, no one likes them. Those who fail definitely have something wrong in their characters. The characters of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan are very good. Rama is said to be 2 degrees less. Bharat becomes the land of falsehood in the kingdom of Ravan. There cannot be the slightest falsehood in the land of truth. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is nothing but falsehood. False human beings cannot be called those with divine virtues. This is something unlimited. The Father now says, do not listen to such false things from others or relate them to others. Only the directions of God are said to be legal directions. Human directions are said to be illegal directions. You become elevated by following legal directions. However, not everyone can follow them, and so they become illegal. Some even promise the Father, Baba, until this age, we have been doing illegal work, and we won't do that now. The most illegal work is the evil spirit of lust. There is the evil spirit of body consciousness in everyone anyway. There is body consciousness in people influenced by Maya. The Father is bodiless without an image. Therefore, children too are without images. This is something to understand. We souls are without images, and then we enter images, bodies, here. The Father says once again, become without an image. Stabilize yourselves in your original religion. Do not stabilize yourselves in the religion of your image. Stabilize yourselves in the religion of being without an image. Do not become body conscious. The Father explains to you so much. There is a great need for remembrance in this. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and you will become Satopradhan and pure. A lot of punishment is received by becoming impure. It is remembered of those who make a mistake after belonging to the Father. Those who defame the Satguru cannot attain a high status. If you don't follow my directions to become pure, there will have to be 100-fold punishment. Each of you has to use your conscience. If I am unable to have remembrance, I won't be able to claim such a high status. You have to make time for making effort. When you are asked what evidence you have, tell them, the body that God enters is that of Prajapita Brahma, who is a human being. The bodies of human beings are given names. Shiv Baba is neither a human being nor a deity. He is called the Supreme Soul. He doesn't become impure or pure. He explains, by remembering me, your sins will be cut away. The Father sits here and explains, you were Satopradhan and have now become Tamopradhan. Remember me in order to become Satopradhan again. Look what the qualifications of the deities are, and look at those who ask them for mercy. You then wonder what you yourselves were. You have become completely degraded by falling through your 84 births. The Father says, sweetest children, you used to belong to the deity dynasty. Now look at your behavior and see whether you are able to become like the deities. Do not think that everyone will become Lakshmi and Narayan. In that case, the whole place would become a garden of flowers. Only roses should be offered to Shiv Baba, but no, Akh flowers are offered to him. Some of the Father's children become flowers, and others become Akh flowers. There are those who pass and those who fail. They can understand for themselves that they will not be able to become kings. They don't make anyone the same as themselves. Only the Father knows who will become wealthy and how. As you children progress further, you will also understand what type of helper of the Father a particular child is. Whatever any of them did in the previous cycles, they will do the same again. There cannot be any difference in that. The Father continues to give you points. You have to remember the Father in this way and also transfer everything. On the path of devotion, you do everything in the name of God, but you do not know God. You only understand that God is the highest on high. It isn't that he is the one with the highest name and form. He is incorporeal. Then the highest on high corporeal beings exist here. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are called deities. It is said, salutations to the deity Brahma, salutations to the deity Vishnu. And then they say, salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. So God is the greatest. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called God. People say through their mouths, salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva, and so God must surely be one. People bow down to the deities. In the human world, human beings are called human beings. To say salutations to the Supreme Soul when referring to human beings is total ignorance. It is in everyone's intellect that God is omnipresent. You children now understand that God is one, and that He alone is called the Purifier. To make everyone pure is the task of God alone. No human being can be the guru of the world. Gurus are pure. Here, all are those who are born through vice. This knowledge is called nectar. Devotion cannot be called nectar. On the path of devotion, there is only devotion. All human beings are on the path of devotion. Only the one is called the ocean of knowledge, the guru of the world. You now know what the Father does when He comes. He purifies the elements too. Such is His part in the drama. The Father becomes the instrument. He is the bestower of salvation for all, but how can He explain? Many people come here. When an inauguration takes place, a telegram is sent to people. Before the forthcoming destruction, come and know the unlimited Father and claim your inheritance from Him. That one is the spiritual Father. All human beings call Him the Father. He is the Creator. And so the creation would surely receive the inheritance. No one knows the unlimited Father. To forget the Father is also fixed in the drama. The unlimited Father is the highest on high. He does not give you a limited inheritance. Even though everyone has a physical father, they still remember the unlimited Father. In the Golden Age, no one remembers Him because they have received their inheritance of unlimited happiness. You now remember the Father. It is souls who remember Him, and then they forget themselves, their Father, and the drama. There is the shadow of Maya. Sattva-pradhan intellects definitely have to become Tamo-pradhan. You are now aware that the deities were Sattva-pradhan in the new world. No one knows this. The world itself becomes Sattva-pradhan and the Golden Age. That is called the new world. This is the iron-aged world. The Father alone comes and explains all of these things. Whatever inheritance you receive every cycle, according to your efforts, you will receive that same inheritance. You now also know that you were like that and have now come down. The Father Himself tells you, this and that will happen. Some say, we try a great deal, but we are unable to have remembrance. What can the Father or the teacher do about this? What can the teacher do if someone doesn't study? If the teacher were to give blessings, everyone would pass. There is a lot of difference in how you study. This is a completely new study. Here it is generally the poor and unhappy ones who come to you. Wealthy ones do not come here. It is because people are unhappy that they come here. The wealthy think that they are sitting in heaven. This isn't in their fortune. Those who have it in their fortune instantly have faith in this. Faith and doubt don't take time. Maya soon makes you forget. This does take time. There is no need to become confused about this. Have mercy for yourselves. You continue to receive Srimat. The Father tells you something so easy. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. You know that this is the land of death and that that is the land of immortality. There is no untimely death there. Students in a class sit number-wise. This too is a school. The teacher is asked, "Who is the number one clever child in your class?" Those who study well should be on the right side. The right hand has importance. Worship is also carried out with the right hand. You children should continue to think about what will exist in the Golden Age. If you remember the Golden Age, you would also remember the true Baba. Baba is making us into the masters of the Golden Age. There, you won't know how you received your kingdom. This is why Baba says, even Lakshmi and Narayan don't have this knowledge. The Father continues to explain everything very well. Those who understood it in the previous cycle will definitely understand again. Nevertheless, you still have to make effort. The Father comes to teach you. This is a study. And a lot of understanding is needed for this. Accha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. This spiritual study is very high and difficult. So, in order to pass it, you have to claim blessings by having remembrance of the Father. Reform your character. 2. Do not do anything illegal now. Be one without an image and remain stable in your original religion and follow the legal directions of the Father without an image. Blessing. May you be a master almighty authority and easily follow your original religion of purity by keeping the Father's company. The original Dharma, religion, way of life, of souls is purity, whereas impurity is an external Dharma. When you have faith in your original Dharma, no external Dharma can shake you. However, if you recognize the Father accurately and keep him with you, it then becomes very easy for you to adopt your original Dharma of purity, because your companion is the Almighty Authority. Impurity cannot come in front of Master Almighty Authorities, the children of the Almighty Authority. If Maya comes even in your thoughts, then some gate has definitely been left open, or there is something lacking in your faith. Slogan: those who are knowers of the three aspects of time never see anything with one aspect of time. They consider there to be benefit in every situation. Om Shanti.